Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin daf Yud Tes 19, the last daf here in the second perek, in perek Osin Pasin, and we are on Yud Chesim Abeis, where we're talking about these couple of days. We've been talking about Karpef. Why are we talking about Karpef here? Because there were those, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba had said that the, we were talking about limits and maximum shear for this area enclosed by the Dumdin. That's what this first half of the parak was about. So if there's a maximum shiurim for that, so related to that, we spoke about the maximum shiurim for these karpef, a wooded area, a non-residential area, is that the Rabbanan said that that has limitations, even though midaraisa it was just a yachid, pashup shot, but still, if it was not made for residential purposes, it might get confused with the Rishus HaRabim, so therefore there are certain limitations. Some of the Tanam felt that there are limitations, even if it's less than 70 Vishirayim, al 70 Vishirayim. Remember, altogether, 5,000 square amos, or at least 4,993 point whatever square amos, close enough. But we held, if you remember, the last Shita on Yud Chesim Beis that we saw in yesterday's Daf, that is, even if it is the up until Rabbi Akiva said Yud Ches Maveis. Rabbi Akiva said in the middle of the Amud, Afilu Ein Ba Achas Mikol Elu. Even if it doesn't have anything residential, it doesn't have a pit, it doesn't have a driveway, it doesn't have an animal, anything. Still, Metazlin Betocha Elvat Shetei Shivim Vishirayim Shivim Vishirayim. Remember, up to 70 plus by 70 plus, you don't need anything. It's automatic, right? The only Issur Drabbanan of needing hukaf ladir is only if it's more than that. And if it's up to there and less, it has walls around it. So it's a rishus yachid, and therefore that is all you need. Okay, and then we spoke about karpef, the stira with besachas beitza, and we gave an answer that there's a distinction between the context of the two. So let's get to the next Mishnah now. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Imhaya arka yotzer al rachba. If the length is longer than the width, I mean, if it's a rectangle, afilu ama achas, Ein metaltalin besocha. So there's a chiddush, a chumra of Rabbi Eliezer that if it's less longer than the width, so then you can't be metaltalin it. Look at the karbana eda. Avagav demit rachba vahosef be'erka. Even though the area is not bigger altogether, it's a longer width, but then you have a longer length but shorter width. Still, vein bakul ala beis asayim. It's only up to beis asayim, right? The shear of a karpef. Still, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that makes it worse. If it's not a square, but it's a rectangle, length and width, so then it's going to be more chamur, and you cannot be metaltel in it unless it was hukaf ladira. Finishing up the karbonahidah. De meruba hu desharu rabbanan, heichad lo hukaf ladira, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that only a square is what the rabbanan were matir when it was in hukaf ladira. De svirale de merubas beinan, like we had earlier, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that darshan chamishim b'chamishim based on psukim by the Mishkan. Rabbi Eliezer holds, if you have this exact shear, but it's length more than width, so then it's going to be a problem and you need hukaf ladira. Rabbi Yossi Amar, afilo arka kishnayim barachba b'talta b'socha. No, you could have up to, Rabbi Yossi says, you could have up to the length double the width, but not more, but not more. We're going to see this is literal. Even if you have two length more than the width, so then it is, you can be metaltel in it. We'll have to see the Shulchan Aruch in a second, but first let's see the Gemara. Tani Rebbe Elazar Omer. Imhaya, Rebbe Elazar said in the Mishnah and the Braisa expands, Imhaya Arka Yoser al Rachba Afilu al Ma'achas e metaltel in Besocha. If the length is longer than the width, so then you cannot be metaltel in it. Even one more. Fahada Pligad Rebbe Yonasan. And this would be against Rabbi Yonasan. What Rabbi Yonasan are we talking about? So the Rabbi Yonasan we had 2-3 days ago, Rabbi Kadievsky points out, who learned this shear from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the length was longer than the width, 100 by 50. So if that's the source, and then Rabbi Eliezer is obviously going against Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan said, that's the maximum shear. And Rabbi Eliezer is saying, no, it can't be length longer than width. So he must argue with Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yosa Amar, Rabbi Yossi, who here held that up until that amount, afilu arka kishnayim barachba betalta besocha hadam nesayler Rabbi Yonasan. It's exactly what Rabbi Yonasan says. Right, the Mishkan was 100 by 50 in the area that they were measuring. Again, 5,000 square amos. So that's the Rabbi Yosa would be following the sheet of Rabbi Yonasan up until that amount. Good. Just finishing one little section, and then we'll see the Shulchan Aruch. The Karbana Eda adds in here the beginning of this discussion from Kilayim. The last two lines are just brought here because there's this parallel type of discussion in Kilayim talking about an area in Kilayim, without getting too much back into those details, Beis Rova, whether it could be a rectangle, whether it could be double the length and the width. So we just quote those two lines, but the Karban Eda adds in the previous lines. If you look at the Karban Eda, Hachi Garsinan, Kamehi Midas Beis Rova, how big is the Beis Rova? Eser Amos Umechza, Eser Amos Umechza, 10.5 by 10.5 Amos Mirubaos, square. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Afilu Arka Kishnayim Barachba. Even if the width is double, right? It's double the size. Right? That's the girsa of the Gemara that the Karban Eda has. We just have Hakalayim Miruba, the Beruba Chet Beruba, Rabbi Yossi Omer Afilu Arka Kishnayim Barachba. So it's a parallel discussion of that. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, quoting this discussion in Shin Nun Ches. Shin Nun Ches is the simin about carpes. Kol Hekif Shelo Hukaf Ladira. If you have an enclosure that was not enclosed for residential purposes, kigon, ganos, upardesim, uburganin, gardens and orchards and burganin, she'enam asuyim el lishmar betochan. I enclose an area just to protect, you know, to close it off. To close it off. So in that case, not enough because I'm going to use inside of it. It's more for the outside. This is the basic din of Karpev. If I have an area that was enclosed, not for residential purposes, but just to guard what's in it, let's say, Chazal, Asr, carrying in it more than 4 amos, imhu yoser misasayim. If it is bigger than, you know, 2 base up. Avalim husasayim, shu shir shivim ama, va'arba tvachim, al shivim ama va'tvachim. And we saw it's 72/3 ama. 2/3 of an ama is 4 tvachim. Because an ama is 6 tvachim. So if it's more than 72/3 by 70, if it's up to 72/3 by 72/3, then mutter latalta bakulo, bain shehu maruba, bain shehu agil. Whether it's square, whether it's circular, o arach v'katin, or rectangular. Ubilvad shelo yehe erko yosef yishtayim barachbo ama achas. So we do paskin like this day of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says even if it's double length and width, not more than that. So why? Because Chazal darshan, if it's 72/3 by 72/3, if it's longer, if it's 75 by, even if the area altogether is not as wide, that will be confused with the Rishus HaRabim. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains. Dehainu, shelo ye'al kalpanim erko yosem yimei ha'ama. Dekalshu shetach gadol af ba'orech lachud. If it's a very long shetach, even just in length, mechalfei b'Rishus HaRabim v'karmelis. It would be confused. U'bemei ha'ama lo ratzin v'gzer. But 100 by 50, up until that amount, they want to be goes there. Mipnei shematzinu b'chatzar ha'mishkan she'erko me'ev rachbo she'chamishim. Because that was the exact shear of the Mishkan, 100 by 50. So 100 by 50, that's fine, that's good. There's no gzeris. But if it's more than that in one direction, so that is even one amma, there would be a gzera again, not to carry more than 4 amos, unless you are makavit ladira. Mr. Brook continues, v'pachos be'amma lo gazru. V'kozeh bedavka im haya al kalpanim beis satayim ben kula. But this is also only if there is 5,000 square amos altogether. Avalim ein ben kula leka beis satayim. But if altogether the area is going to be less, that even if it's much longer, if it's very long, but if the area is less, Chazal have to have some rules and some limits. So lo kaptinim baze, afilim hayarko harbe yosef imei ha'ama, nami mutu latalta bakula, kol shemukaf mechitzos. Again, the whole thing is a derabanan that we are talking about here. Okay, so that's a little bit Shulchan Aruch here in Shin Nun Ches, and now we continue with the last Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Loi. Says Rabbi Eloi, Shamati Mirabi Lezer, Afilu Hikabes Kur. Rabbi Eloi, this mission is going to be about a couple of statements of Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi says, I heard from Rabbi Eliezer, who just said in the Mishnah that, if the length is more than the width, even one Amma Ematatlin, he says, even Kabes Kur, what? Says the, Afilu Karpe Base Kur. Even if it's very large, it's 30. Base Kur is 30 Base Sa'ah. Right, it's still going to be mutter. Still up till that point, he has the heter. Again, different version than the Rebbe Eliezer that we had. V'chein shamati mimenu, continues Rebbe Eloy, other things I heard from Rebbe Eliezer. Once we're on the topic of things that I heard from Rebbe Eliezer, let me tell you a couple of other things, even though some of them have nothing to do with Erevin. V'chein shamati mimenu, anchi chatzah sheshachach hachachem mehem v'lo irev. If the anchi chatzah, this is a topic that comes up later in the Masechta, if you have the anchi chatzah, remember we have 10 people have houses going into a chatzah, so they have to make midaraisa, it's rishos hayachid. It's all surrounded by walls, rishos hayachid. But the Chachamim said, any rishus that you have joint ownership and joint usage, you need to make an Erev. Erev Chatzero is to make yourself one big happy family, to remind everybody that it is a rishus hayachid. So let's say one of them forgot. One of them was away, it was a busy Friday, and he didn't get to do it. So what did he do? Shabbos morning, he's like, oi, there's a halacha, that if one person didn't take part of the Erev, he assers the whole Erev on everybody. Oh, he has a way out. What could he do? Mevatel rishuso. He can basically remove himself. We're going to get to that concept later. Mevatel rishusa, mesalik rishusa. That's what happened here. If one of them forgot to make an Erev, and the Karbonei Depenei Moshe all say, in the next Shabbos morning, what does he do? Mevatel rishusa. He's mevatel rishusa. He removes himself. So what's the halacha? Beso aser milahakas v'lhotzi lo. So he cannot take anything in and out of his house to the yard or the yard to the house because he's out. He's out. He was removed his rishus. He has no ownership in anything. So he can't remove things in and out. Avalahen mutter, but everybody else is okay. Everybody else is mutter. And even everybody else could take things from his house to the yard because he's no longer the Bailam here. They are all owners of everything here. They all own it as one big happy family, and he's out. That's what he heard from, as Rabbi Eliezer heard from Rebbe Eloy. That's number one. The Gemara will talk about that. V'chein shamati mimenu, and also I heard from him, she yotzin ba'akrabinin b'pesach. I heard from him that you could use akrabanim for maror on Pesach. What's akrabanim? We'll see. It's not maror. It tastes like maror, but it's not really maror. But I heard from him that you could use it. V'chizarti al kol tamida v'bikachi lo chaver. And this is what Rabbi Eloy quoted from Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eloy says, I asked all the other Talmidim who were in the shir with me. Do you remember our Rebbe saying this? I looked around. Did he ever say this at any other time? Bikashi l'chaver. I looked. V'lo matzasi. I didn't find nobody. Nobody agreed. Nobody agreed. And we'll see what did they not agree upon. Only the last thing, Dakrabanin, or everything, all the statements, we will see. So again, the Akrabanin is some type of creepy vine of the palm. Of the palm. Right? Look what as the Mefarshim, look at the Pnei Moshe, right across from where we are. Akrabanim, v'hu siv aveh, hagodol saviv adekel. Right, it grows around the palm tree. V'nichrach, and it winds around v'oleh. Ubo tamarer. Tastes like marer. Has a bitter taste. That's the akrabanim. So we'll get back to that. Let's just first continue. So says the Gemara. Amar Eloi shamati mi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yevo b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer. We change this word, bimachlokes. So the first word of the Karbon Ha'eda, bimachlokes sasayim mi beis kur hi masdisa. When Rabbi Eloi quotes Rabbi Eliezer saying, even if it's the size of a beis kur, it's huge, it's 30 beis sa'ah, you know, it's all mutter. He's not saying that he doesn't hold a halacha of karpeth at all. No, what he means is, look at the first Karbon Ha'eda, devade af Rabbi Eloi lo ka'amar. To Matir Abelezer Yosem Esasayim. He's not saying that Abelezer just knocks down and doesn't hold of the whole Karpif issue. Ella, de Palagatanakama v'omer, but he's saying, if you have a huge area, you're not stuck to four amos. But you have up to Beis Asayim in that big area. To Matir Abelezer, Lataltal, Beis Asayim, but Karpif, Shu Godlo, Kabeis Kur. Right? He holds that even if you have a huge area, you could still be Mataltal within 2,000 amos. That's what Chazal answered. They didn't say up to four amos, up to 2,000 amos, so he limited the machlokes. It's not that Rabbi Eliezer rejects it and says you can walk in the whole base kur, but up until 2,000, up until base asai. Good. So we said that the Anche Chatzer that forgot and one did not make an Erev, so he's Mevatel Rishus. His house is off limits to everybody, but everybody else could go in and out. So the Gemara is about to answer a stira, but what's the stira? So the Mefarshim explain. There's a Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says that you see the Karbon Ha'eda here quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says later on, Beiso Aser Milahachris Lahotzi Lo Vilahen. Nobody, if he's mevatel his rishus, they can't go in and out of his house with stuff. Not only could he not, but they can't either. So Stira, the Mishnah later on at Daf Mem Beis says that they're not allowed to go in and out of his house if he's mevatel rishus. And our Mishnah says they can. Right? Our Mishnah says, lahen mutter. So which is it? Right? Can they, if one person forgot to take part of the Erev and they're mevatel rishus, can they, other people go in and out with stuff? Stira later, Mishnah later on, no. Our Mishnah, yes. So the Gemara says, Taman Rabbanan Barumhacha Rabbi Eliezer Machlokes. Over there it's reflecting the Rabbanan Shita, and this is reflecting Rabbi Eliezer Shita. What's the Machlokes about? Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan over there say Aser, why? Adam Mevatel, we're going to flip the gears up. Adam Mevatel Rishus Chatzero, Vein Adam Mevatel Rishus Beso. A person can be Mevatel the Rishus in the Chatzer. He can say, I am out of any authority to do stuff in the yard. But his own house? His own house, I'm a vato, I'm living here, right? I'm sleeping here. There's no bitul rishus. So, ein adam mevato rishus beso. And therefore, the house belongs to him, because we don't assume that there was a bitul rishus there. The chatzer belongs to others. So you can't go in and out of the house, according to the Rabbanan, right? That's the whole point of an area of chatzer, is you can't go from an area that's different areas. So the house is really owned by him because he wasn't Mevatel Rishus, and the yard is owned by everybody else. That's what the Rabbanan say over there, that nobody could carry in and out of his house. Not him and not anybody else. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Kishem Sh'adam Mevatel Rishus Chatzero, Kach Mevatel Rishus Beso. Rabbi Eliezer would say, no, the person can be. We say it's halachically valid that the person can be Mevatel Rishus of not only Chatzera, but of Beso, even though he's living there, but he's living, it's like in borrowed people's, you know, belongs to all of you. Thank you very much for letting me sleep here. But that's the, that's how it could be viewed. And therefore that, and therefore people could go in and out of his, house. The Gemara says, okay, if you say that, then the other extreme, Al Daiti Rabbi Eliezer, Ye Aseh Ka'ach Sanoiv Yehe Mutter. So even he should be able to carry stuff in and out of his house. Because he doesn't own it. What does our Mishnah say? If he's Mevatel Rishus, they could go in and out of his house with stuff. But even he should. He's a guest. He doesn't own it, so he should be able to carry stuff in and out of his chatzer. So the Gemara says we don't go that far. Reb Chiya bar Abda b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish, knas kantzer Reb Eliezer. No. We fine him. Everybody else took part in the Erev. What? You couldn't remember? You forgot? You know it, Shabbos. You know. So we fine him. We fine him for being Mevatel this, opportunity. Being Mavada was is an opportunity. I think it's the Lashon. Knas Kansu, Lafi, the Carbon Eda, Lafi Shalo Ir Vimayim, Lafi Chagi Aser Milahot Mibesa, right? Where, he was Mavatel, the opportunity. Is it a mitzvah? Was he Mavatel a mitzvah? Erev Chatzeres is a halacha. It's a halacha de Rabbanan. Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samach Vav, Yud Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah lachzar achar eruve chatzeros. Mitzvah lachzar achar eruve chatzeros. Why? So that you're not metaltel, but iser, midrabana, but it's a mitzvah lachzar. Next halacha, mivarech al mitzvah's eruv. That's a whole simon. Whole si'if. Mivarech, we make a bracha. When you said an eruv chatzeros, right? Maybe in many communities they do it once a year, whatever it is. Asher kedishana mevazav sivano al mitzvah's eruv. It's the same bracha that you say on eruv tchumin and eruv tafshilin. Right, it's all the same bracha. Right, they say there's a trivia question. The only bracha you can make on a Wednesday or on a Thursday. Right? Erev Tavshilin. Right, Erev Tavshilin. I mean, on Wednesday, you might say, Wednesday every 30 whatever years, 28 years, you also make the bracha on Birchas Hachama. That's an Osei Maaseh Breishis. So, the only time you can make that bracha on Birchas Hachama. But, really, the trivia question about Erev Tavshilin is not really true, because it's the same bracha on Mitzvahs Erev that you can make on a Wednesday or a Thursday, but, you know, it's not only, in Eretz Yisrael, you can make it on a Friday if you're doing Erev Tchumen, and, okay. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Al Mitzvah's Erev, V'yafilu Adam Sh'acher She'enu Dar Ba'osa Ha'ir, V'rotza Lishmol Sh'am B'Shabbos, Yochal Barach Barach Hazu, V'chulu, Im Erev Tavshilin, if you're putting an Erev Tavshilin and an Erev Chatzeres at one time, Mishnah Berurah quotes, Mavarach Barach Ha'chazal Sh'tayin, Al Mitzvah's Erevin. Ooh, that's interesting. I always thought the only bracha that changes nusach based on quantity is tevilas kelim. Al tevilas keli is one, al tevilas kelim is two. right? And you don't make Chanukah is only always halachic ner shal Chanukah. Shabbos is halachic ner shal Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes here an unknown halacha. If you happen to be setting an Erev Tavshilin and Erev Chatzeros at the same time, al mitzvas Erevin. For Omer Hanusach Bahadin Erevu, I'll call Echad Ve'echad. The Nusach about Bahadin Erevu, you would say separately, but then he quotes the Chayadam, Sheyomer al mitzvas Eruve Tavshilin ve'Eruve Chatzeros. You don't combine them. So maybe that undoes, right? That's then, according to the Chayadam, they're not combinable. Not combinable. Maybe others are combinable. Tfilas Kalim, it's all Kalim, it's combinable. But Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tavshilin are two totally different worlds, two different halachas, so can't combine them even in the Lashon. But, so there is a bracha on Erev Chatzeros. There's an interesting machlokas. We possibly there's a bracha on Erev Tchumen also. That, the Ravid is very upset about that. Right? If you remember the Ravid, we've quoted this before, the Rambam and Ravid at the end of Perek Vav of Hilchas Erevin, the Rambam says, Kishem Shemavarachan al Shitufei Al Erev Chatzeros v'Shituvei Mavos, just like you make a bracha on Erev Chatzeros and Shituvei Mavos to combine the people as one big happy family. Kach Mavarachan al Erev Chatzeros. So do you make a bracha on Erev Tchumen? You make a bracha. Says the Ravid. Heichan Tzivanu Lari B'Tchumen. Where's the mitzvah? What kind of mitzvah is that Lari B'Tchumen? Bishlama Erev Chatzeros v'Shituvei Mavos Yeshbon Heker L'Shabbos L'Sheves Shalahos Tzilush Zerabim. That's helping you keep a halacha, not to carry the Eruv Chatzeros. Ela ha kula nafka mina l'shabbos v'lo chumra Eruv Tchumin. That's not a halacha. That's allowing you to walk to the next city. What's that? The Avav Yishim Avarchan al Dvar Mitzvah. And even if you're only allowed to set the Eruv for a Dvar Mitzvah, it itself is not a mitzvah. Ain't a mitzvah. No ga'as l'Eruv ve'ch yomar v'tzivanu al mitzvahs Eruv. That's the Ravid, very upset at the Rambam. And the Rambam must hold that even though there's no chiyuv, but once you do it, there is some type of, in the world, a mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik quoted this as an example of a bracha on, there are two types of birchas ha-mitzvah, Rav Soloveitchik said. There's a bracha most of the time on a maisa ha-mitzvah, sheikh lulav and shofar and megillah, and there's a bracha on a chalos mitzvah, on the effect and status that it achieved through doing a mitzvah. That's why by bris milah there are two. Alamila and Lachnis of Abrisa Shalav Ravinu on, the status of Mahul that is achieved. By Kiddushin, right? It's a fancy bracha. Levarach al Arayos, Vizan al Arusos, that whole, why is there such a big fancy bracha? That's a bracha on the Chalos Eishas Ish. Why sometimes are there two, sometimes there are one? Good question. But he quotes this. Also, there's a Chalos Shvisa. The bracha of Shchita, the bracha of Natilas Shadayim. There are many that might achieve a status. And that is one of them, and maybe that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid relating to a bracha on a chalos ha-mitzvah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Rav Shammai boi davar midivrei. So what did we just say? So we fine the guy because he forgot to be part of the Erev, so we fine him. So the Gemara, the Rav Shammai just asks, and the Gemara doesn't answer it. Davar midivrei am kontin lo b'shogi kribal yezer. This is a din d'rabanan, and he forgot. So that's enough to fine him, forgetting about a din d'rabbanan? So there's no answer given to that question, but some of the other person holds, yeah, fine. Mar Rabbi Bob Raider of Puppy Boy. What about this case? Right, we said what's the machlokas about between them, between the rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer? Is a person mevatel beso? So the Gemara says, I'm already mevatel rishus besi of rabbanan modi. What we said the rabbanan say a person is not mevatel their house, and therefore you can't go in and out. What if he says beferish I am? I hereby remove myself and I nullify any authority that I have in my house. Would that work for the Rabbanan? Or do we say, oh, come on, that's just words. Right? You don't really mean that. Right? Halachically, it doesn't have validity. So that's a question. Af Rabbanan Modi, would they admit there? No answer. Or the other way. Amar Eini Mevatel Rishus Chatzeri. What if the, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he only says I'm Mevatel Rishus Chatzer. Of Rabbi Eliezer Mode, could a person do that? Would that work? So no answer given. Period. You could use this akrabanim. Havid and sovereign, and then what was the last line of the Mishnah? That he said, I looked for other Talmidim, and I didn't find any Talmidim who agreed with me. Havid and sovereign, meimar ba'akrabanim. I thought, the Talmidim thought that this was only about the last line, about the maror, ashoftani akolon. Really, is about all of them. About all of the statements that he quoted in the name of Rebbe Eliezer, he didn't find anyone who agreed with him. The akrabanim is something very unusual and amazing. Because as it's described by the Pnei Moshe, and it's described in the Bavli also, this is not a vegetable like the other vegetables that are used in the Mishnah in Psachim, that those are the examples given, chasa and kurkavina and all the other ones that could be used for marar. But this isn't. How could this be used for marar? Right? If I could find something artificial or even something else growing anywhere, if I could find a fruit, if I could find an animal that tastes like marar, could I shecht it and eat it for marar? Right? So this is a huge chit. We don't paskin this way. But he seems to be saying that, no, yeah, according to this version of what he said, you could use it, which emphasizes and reflects the idea of the taste of the marar being primary. Right? This tastes like marar, but it's a vine that wraps around the palm tree. Tastes like marar, grows from the ground. It's good enough, according to this opinion. It helps with the rush that we've quoted in Psachim Shir. The rush has a line in Arve Psachim. The reason that you need a kezayis for marar is because you make the bracha of alachilas marar. And ein achila p'chusim kezayis. And the Shagazariah has a long tshuva and all the achronim. What is the rush talking about? You have to eat a kezayis of marar because the Torah says you have to eat a kezayis of marar. What does that mean? Oh, because the bracha is alachilas marar. So, and if the Rabbanah wouldn't have done that, you wouldn't have had to eat a kezayis of marar? Many approaches given in the achronim. But one is given by the Sholem Eshiv and by others, and that is, yeah, because marar is about the ikr, is about the taste. And if you could get the taste even less than a kezayis, maybe that would be enough for marar. It's a different type of mitzvah sachila than any other throughout the year. And maybe that's how there could be a tana that says you could use something that's not really marar as long as it tastes like marar. So that's a lot has to be discussed there, but we'll have to leave that for now. Hadalach Perachos and Pasin. And now we move on to a new world of Tchumen. Erev Tchumen, we know a person is not allowed to go out of his Tchum on Shabbos. If a person is in the middle of nowhere, 2,000 Amos. Right, 2,000 Amos in all directions. He's in the middle of a circle with a radius of 2,000 Amos. If he's in a city, then the 2,000 Amos starts outside the city. Right, all of the city is considered just his Rishus, and it starts outside. That is a machlokas. That halach of Tchumen is a machlokas where we keep in the Rabbanan, whether it's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, we pass it as a Din D'Rabbanan. D'Rabbanan, that 2,000 Amos. But then there's a longer tchum, about 12 mil, which is 24,000, I think, right? So is that, even if though we pass in the smaller tchum is Durabanan, that tchum, so Bali Tosfos says it's all Durabanan. There's no tchum in that's Daraisa, according to Bali Tosfos and other Rishonim. But the Rambam and the Rif say, no, that tchum is Daraisa. The far tchum, Yud Beis Mil. They count it as a mitzvah. The Rambam, Sefer HaChinuch, counts one mitzvah in Parshat B'Shalach. And that's Tchumen, because he obviously goes like the Rambam. So the way that we have 2,000 Amos outside the city. The way for me to extend my Tchum is before Shabbos, I could go, let's say I want to go, to the east. So I could go to a thousand Amos to the east is going to be a big shear on Shabbos. So I could go put my challah or whatever food it is outside the city. And that will be my center of Shvisa on Shabbos. I don't have to be there when Shabbos starts, but the food has to be there when Shabbos starts. Or I could just go there when Shabbos starts. Those are the two choices. Either me or my food has to be in the place where I'm being what's called Kone Shvisa. That's my center of existence for Shabbos. And remember, if you go in one direction, you lose in the other direction. Right? If you extend your Tchum, 4,000 Amos to the east, because I put it 2,000 Amos out, then I could go zero to the west. Right? I could go wherever my Makam Shvisa is, that's my center. What are you allowed to use? So there's two issues here. What you're allowed to use for Erev, and it has to be accessible. Both of those halachas are going to come up here. So, b'kol ba'arvin u'mishtatfin, you could use anything for your Erev, and we'll see this talking about Erev Tchumen. U'mishtatfin, and for Shituf Mavos, same idea with Echatzeros. Chuz b'namayim u'manamelach, you can't use water and salt. Right? Those are not considered foods nourishing in this regard. And once we're talking about that, other exceptions to water and salt. Hakol nilka b'kaza meiser, when I have meiser sheni money, I go up to Yerushalayim, I'm allowed to buy food with it. All food, chuz b'namayim u'manamelach, not water, not salt. That's not called food. Hanodim and a mazon. If I make a neder, you know what? I need a diet. I'm not eating mazon today. You're allowed to have water. Mutamai mamelach, because those are not considered mazon. Ma'arvin, that's number one. Then ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin, says this shita. I'm allowed to make an erev for a nazir with wine, even though a nazir can't drink wine. Uli Yisrael b'truma, and a Jew can drink truma, and a Jew can say with truma, even though Yisrael will never have truma. Still, that could work for his erev. Sumchis omer, skip that word. Bechulin. Simcha says, no, only chulin. Right? And Rekarben Eid explains, Simcha is only arguing on the second one. A Yisrael can't use truma, he could use chulin. But a Nazir could drink, use wine. Why? Because a Nazir could go to a rabbi and be shoel on his Nazirus, and he's no longer a Nazir, and he could drink wine. A Yisrael will never be able to eat truma. You might say, he'll be shoel on his afrasha. Okay, then it'll be tevel. He'll still won't be able to eat it. So, it doesn't matter. Now we get into accessibility. L'kohen be'beis ha'pras. A kohen is allowed to put the eruv. Let's say at the edge where he wants to put the eruv is a beis ha'pras, which is basically a beis ha'kfaris midrabanan. It's a field where there was a kever that was plowed over. You're not sure if you're going to become tummy or not. It has a rabbinic tumah. So the kohen is allowed to put the eruv in there. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, afilu ben ha'kfaris. Rabbi Yehuda says, even between the actual graves, he could go, some friend of his could carry him in a box so that he could go and get his eruv without becoming tummy. Okay. That's the shita. V'kol ma'arvan ha'mishtatvin v'chulu. Amar Rav Acha. D'Rabbi Eliezer he. Rav Acha says our mishnah is reflecting the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, not the Rabbanan. Who? D'tanina taman. Because we learn later on in the mishnah, daf nun gimel. Similar sounding mishnah. V'kol ma'arvan ha'mishtatvin v'chus ben ha'maymon ha'melach. D'Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer there is the one that excludes water and salt. So to here is going to exclude water and salt. The Gemara says maybe not. Amar Rabbi Yosef d'Rabbi Akoli. It could be maybe not. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros u'mishtat, that's over there. U'mishtatvin bein b'chatzeros bein b'tchumin. Meaning over there, Rabbi Yeshua argues and says you can use water and salt. Maybe he's modeh by that there's a chilek between Erev Tchumin and Erev Chatzeros. You see the last few lines of the skinny lines of Rukabin Eidav. Ha'chi b'rusho. Mas nisan d'ha'cha armishdir ayav Erev Tchumin. Here we're talking about Erev Tchumin. V'chi palag Rabbi Yeshua l'kaman b'per chalon ad Rabbi Eliezer b'Erev Chatzeros. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua only argues with the Rabbi Lezer over there by Erev Chatzeros, but Erev Tchumin, maybe he would agree, and he would agree here too. Period. Mastisa Derbi Meir Bar, this following Brisa, actually is the Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Meir, the Tani, called Avishu Nechal Chai Kamosha, who? Ma'arvin Bo. Wow. Another sheet there. Meir says, anything that can be eaten raw as is, you could use that as an Erev. Ima Pas, but if it could only be eaten with bread as a condiment, not by itself, ain't Ma'arvin Bo. You can't use it. Hashum v'habitzalim. So what about onions and garlic? Al dati Rabbi Meir in Ma'arvimo. Rabbi Meir would say, you don't need those plain. You don't need a piece of garlic. You have to put it on a spread. So according to Rabbi Meir, you can't use it. Detani, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa Shashavaz Rabbi Meir ba'ar de kasam. One time he was there. Uba echad v'amari rafti adi b'tzalim. Somebody came from far away and said, oh, Rabbi Meir, great, I came for your shear. I made an Erev with onions. And he looks at him and says, uh-oh, Voshiva or Meir Bar Mamashal, or Meir's like, I'm so happy that you're here, but you can't leave your four amos. Right? Because if you go out of your tchum, you are stuck and you can't use your four amos. So the Mishnah that says you can use anything, maybe inclusive of Meir, who says you could use many things, but not something that could only be used as a condiment and not eaten by itself. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue. We're in the middle, but we'll continue next time.